my mommy, I see daddy them. For your village, everybody, daddy, all of them. Daddy, all of them.
Go, go, sister, brother, I see daddy L. For your village, everybody, tell you hello there. That's like the best and the latest jam in town. That's Jekomo by Iyana Osho. Hi, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Real Life Issues with Coco. My name, as you all know, is Lola Osho. All right, so today, in the spirit of Jekomo, I'm going to be talking about PDAs and PDA. Okay, so first, let me address the definition. So PDA, or public display of affection as it is a term used to describe any form of physical contact between couples in a public setting. It includes everything from kissing to cuddling to holding hands or exchanging light touches. Now, PDA can be like a sign of comfort and security in a relationship, and actually it can also be a sign that there are problems there too, like problems in the relationship as well. So some people show PDA because they probably have certain problems, and that's like the way they can address it. In the course of the podcast, we'll get to that. All right, so I actually would say that I think I fall in between wanting it and actually not wanting it. I mean, PDA, so like, really, it's actually natural to want to be affectionate with someone that you love, but sometimes it can be really, really annoying. You guys, I know, I've seen people display affections and I'm like, oh, I want me some, and I've seen some people and I'm like, you not get it, carry him on your head or just do it on the streets so that we know that you are in love. You know, they like, it's like extreme to me. Anyway, maybe I'm jealous or maybe not, but it really actually depends on the degree of PDA and the motivation behind it, because not all constant PDA is actually over the top or too much. It can just be as simple as always holding hands, frequently finding reasons to touch one another. Yeah, all right, so PDA could actually be as a result of anything, and some of these things I'd like to talk about. Now, one would be being comfortable with each other. All right, people love, or people do PDA, people that do or want it, they do it because they are comfortable around their partner. That is like the playfulness and the kisses and them cute stuff. Love to see it, you know. When you are comfortable with your partner's physical touch, it means you are in acceptance of that partnership unit and that you have created, and you are just maybe so proud that you don't mind letting the world know as well about this partnership or this relationship that you guys share or have. So that's like one thing. Like, some people, when they do PDA, is because they are comfortable around their partners. It's not necessarily for anything show off and stuff. Another thing would be like, you are feeling the love in the relationship. This is usually, you know, the starter pack when you just get into a relationship, you know, butterflies in the tummy, all those butterfly stage, yin to the yang stage, chi to the cha stage, butter in my bread and stuff. At this point, both of you have no choice but to enjoy, because this new person go resemble gold for your eye. Go be like money. You are happy when you see them. You know, the shape of their eyes look nice. Shape of the nose, you know, you can't even stop thinking about it, you know, and stuff. That stage is actually really, really sweet. So when you see PDAs, that stage, trust me, it's not evitable. This one I'm actually about to talk about, a lot of people experiencing it would not even accept, but I'll still say my own. PDA, sometimes asking for it or showing it may just be a way for you to know that you probably feel very insecure about that relationship that you are in. At this point, like life, the PDA no go balance. One person is probably just forcing it to kickstart a connection or prove a point and all, or asking for you just to prove a point. Okay, prove that you love me. So when we're outside, why don't you always want to touch me? And all those stories. And, you know, it can actually be stressful to watch, even for you that you're just seeing them, because you're not feeling it. It's not like the butterfly stage and all. You can literally tell that someone is, you know, masking insecurity in the relationship, and someone's probably forcing it or trying to make a point out of it. Yeah, that's that stage. And it can also be a way to show other potential babies, slay queens and kings out there, that my partner is taking. No sense to not kill this set of people that do it when they're outside, when they just see that, oh, this guy is looking at my girl too much, or this girl is, you know, trying to flirt with my guy. That's when they know that they want to put their arms around their partner's waist
Remove nothing from their eyes. Tell them that there's something under the eye when there's really nothing. We know we get it. We know that the person is taking and is all yours. You know, it's just like when they see that the guy is about to collect number or flex with them, just red light, stop, I beg, stop, bro, stop, sis. This is my territory, you get it? But note, share that just because PDA can be used to communicate that someone is taking, it doesn't automatically mean that that relationship is toxic. It might just be a way that people, like the partner in question, knows to prove or to tell the world that, oh, this is my man or this is my girl. You know, you're just working and someone is, you know, holding you. You just see the hand touching you or hugging you from behind in public. Yes, it's not because the person is needy or something. Sometimes it's just their way of showing love and affection and all. Last, Sha, PDA comes down to what motivates it, to be honest. Whether constant PDA is a sign of healthy relationship or problems in a relationship, ultimately, it actually comes down to what inspires it. A healthy amount of physical touch can take place in public when prompted by external factors as well. Sure, you get, like, for example, now, if my partner and I are excited about an event or a situation that we're both experiencing, or when the external environment sets a romantic mood, like maybe we just got a Canadian visa now, for example, PDAM are mad because we're both excited. I want to hold your hand and hug you and jump on your neck. You can't be saying, babe, we're outside, I'm not gonna answer you. Do you understand? Things can trigger it. Or maybe we're in a lounge, for example, and everywhere is all cozy, they're giving us this romantic song, and you know, you just want to hold hands and stuff. So in situations like that, PDA is actually really an unconscious form of staying connected or even expressing your own emotion. Sweet stuff. It might not really be, in fact, that person initiating it might not even be a PDA person, but it's just, you know, the mood, the moment is just, you know, calling for it and all. And it's always nice. So if you like holding hands, stealing kisses, hugging your bae or whoever from behind, you know, to express your connection, then go for it. This life is too short to be forming it. Will somebody be irritated? Nobody really cares. You get it? Like, or you shouldn't really care about anybody's reaction or feeling. It's your relationship. Anyhow, you know, to show or prove it, then you show and prove it. So there's nothing wrong with a little PDA. And even experts, I'm sure, would confirm that. Anyway, you heard Jekomo by Yano Shaw, produced by L Vibes. Yeah, so in the beginning of the song, yes, and it's probably what you're going to hear, listen to, or hear going out or ending this podcast, because that's like my latest jam. It's a PDA story song that Iyanu Osho just dropped. Head on to Iyanu Osho's bio to listen to the new lovely song. It's a PDA story that he just dropped. Jekomo, as in let him know, let the haters know. Mad jam. You guys will thank me later. Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you all. Thank you for staying consistent. Thank you so much. This week, go out there, show love, express yourself, PDA, you know, show affection to people that you really love and care about. Do it if you have to do it. Don't forget to follow at Lola Osho_ to get updates. I love you guys. Stay jiggy. Bye.